I was just like thinking like, oh, it's coming at you. There's no need to be afraid. Just attack the ball. Be there, you know, like help out your team. Don't try to like jump out of the way. Just adapt to the ball. If you get hit, oh well, you just have to be there.
Welcome to the Lax Goalie Rat Podcast. Every week we'll be talking shop with lacrosse goalies, coaches, and special guests. This is the Lax Goalie Rat Podcast. Now your host, Coach Damon Wilson.
Ladies and gentlemen, goalies from around the world, welcome to the Lax Goalie Rat Podcast. I'm your host, Coach Damon, and this is the show 100% dedicated to the lacrosse goalie. And on this show, my job's really simple. It's track down the best goalies in our sport, best coaches, best trainers, the best goalies themselves, interview them, find out what makes them so great. What are the stories they can tell us? What are the drills that they do, the mindsets that they have? And hopefully with each episode, you'll be able to pick out one or two things that you can try and incorporate into your own lacrosse goalie game. My guest on the show this week is Troy Conte. Different episode this week. We're interviewing a youth lacrosse goalie, but it's always amazing to hear their stories and see how your young goalie relates. Troy actually came to the clinic that I put on in Santa Rosa. He plays in the Bay Area, is from the Bay Area. So it's awesome to hear his story of how he got started in goal and also, you know, what he's working on, how he thinks about the position and some of the questions that I ask him. So ladies and gentlemen, please enjoy this conversation with Troy Conte. Before we get started with this episode, I want to read a word from our sponsor, and that is my own College Goalie Training Packs. Last season, the NCAA changed the rule where goalies, or athletes for that matter, could use their own name, image, and likeness to accept sponsorships. And so, of course, I went out and sponsored 17 lacrosse goalies, 8 on the men's side, 9 on the women's side. And what we've done, I think, is pretty cool. We've put together virtual goalie training packs filled with tips and drills and sharing ideas and mentorship, all to help your young goalie level up their game. So think about what problems that they're having in their game. These College Goalie Training Packs are going to solve it. It's amazing virtual training, and you really get the opportunity to connect and to get mentored by and to get knowledge from the best goalies in our sport at the college level. It's unbelievable. Like I said, 8 at the men's side, 9 on the women's side. They dig deep into topics for a virtual coaching session. They go out to the field and record drills and tips and different things that you can do out at the field. We talk through different saves that they've made so you can think about what a lacrosse goalie needs to be thinking about. We do a live Q&A where young goalies ask amazing questions, questions that are probably on your young goalie's mind, and you get access to that replay. And then you get access to just DM that goalie questions anytime. Now, they're busy athletes, so they might not reply back immediately, but if you get these College Goalie Training Packs, they definitely will get back to you. Awesome virtual goalie coaching for your youth goalie. Check it out, laxgoalierat.com/college. And I almost forgot the best part. Because of that NIL deal, proceeds go directly to the college goalie. So not only are you able to get your youth goalie, lacrosse goalie training, you get to support these college goalies and help out the lacrosse goalie community. laxgoalierat.com/college to check that out. laxgoalierat.com/college. Enjoy the show. Pleasure to welcome to the show Troy Conte, 13-year-old goalie from my hometown of Santa Rosa, California. Troy, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Yeah, let's do it, man. I always like to start the interview by asking, you remember the very first time you jumped into goal?
Oh, yeah.
Let's hear the story.
So it was when I was around 7 years old. My team at the time had no goalie. And just growing up watching hockey players, like with all the hockey goalies, I was just a big fan of goalie. So I was just like, hey, I could play goalie. So I got me a little stick, started playing goalie for a couple practices, got into playing for games. It just went off from there.
Did you like it right out of the gate? Because it can be very, it was stressful.
It was a little painful starting off. I didn't like getting hit a lot. I was like, it would hurt, but I got like the right pads and stuff. So I started to enjoy it like maybe my second year playing goalie.
Yeah. Sometimes it takes a little while to really find the love. I know there's some people that get it right away, but sometimes, you know, you have to learn to a little bit on how to make saves, and then you start making some more saves, and then it becomes even more fun. Would you agree with that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. What kind of pads did you wear?
It's like these old STX chest pad, the leg pads, and then like some catcher pads for my knees.
Mm-hmm.
Anything just like block the shots from like hitting me.
Yeah, yeah.
I wasn't a big fan of the ball, so.
You weren't afraid of the ball?
No, but when it would hit you, it would hurt. It would hurt.
Well, most goalies are afraid of the ball. That's why I was curious how you got that way. How did you get that fear out?
I was just like thinking like, oh, it's coming at you. There's no need to be afraid. Just attack the ball. Be there, you know, like help out your team. Don't try to like jump out of the way. Just adapt to the ball. If you get hit, oh, well, you just have to be there. Eye on the ball. Just watch it. Because like people, they shoot fast. So like you're all, oh, I don't want to get hit by this. This is scary. But you just need to like adapt your brain to like the reaction of like, I'm going to be doing this for a while. I just got to get the fear over.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the other thing that really helps too, and I don't know how you feel about this, but, you know, getting that love from your teammates, like when you make a save and like maybe you take one off the thigh and it hurts, right? But they're like, yeah, great save. And they, you know, they get the goalie after the game, hug the goalie after the game. Do you have that going on in your club, in your team?
After the game, and then whenever I make a save, everybody's all cheering. Defenders come over, hey, good save, good save.
Mm-hmm.
And after the game, they're all running at me. It's fun.
I love it. I love it. So how did you then, you said you started at age 7, jumping into goal. How did you go about learning how to make saves?
Just from just getting hit, I was like, I've always wanted like, so I would use my body a lot. I just wanted to learn how to, like, use my stick and actually learn how to, like, get a good goalie stance and move to the ball.
Mm-hmm.
Rather than just, like, standing there and just let it happen.
Yeah, but did you, did you have, like, a goalie coach? Did you kind of watch some videos? How did you, like, figure it out?
There's lots of YouTube videos with my dad. He would always put them on for me.
Yeah. All right. I hope you guys watch some Lax Goalie Rat videos. There you go. Is there a certain lacrosse? You mentioned, you know, ice hockey goalie was something that you were really interested in. Who are the ice hockey goalies you like?
Mark Fleury, probably Aaron Dell, and then Martin Jones for the San Jose Sharks.
Yeah, go Sharks, right?
Yeah.
That's interesting. So do you play ice hockey goalie too?
No, I've played in street hockey, but never on the ice yet.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Well, very cool. So what would you say, you know, but what about lacrosse goalies? Are there like college lacrosse goalies or pro lacrosse goalies that you really like watching?
Probably Matt Scone or Tim Trautner. I really like Tim Trautner.
Yeah. Tim Trautner's awesome. I've had both those guys on the show. Sean Scannone. Yeah, from the Chrome. He played really well this year. I don't know if you watched any of his games.
Yeah, he's a big guy too. So.
Yeah, talk to me about that. You're a little bit of a big guy, right? So you got that big guy love for all the goalies?
Oh yeah, just like especially when Scannone would like when I first saw him, I was like, oh, I thought Blaze Reardon was, like, a bigger goalie, but when I saw him, I was like, I want to be like him. He's really good in dance, and
yeah,
watching bigger goalies play.
Yeah, it's cool to see that, you know, goalies, little
skinny goalies, big, tall, skinny goalies, like, you know, bigger bodied goalies can all have success. That's kind of what I love about this position. How would you say, do you play any different than, like, you know, we did a camp out in Petaluma. There were some, you know, smaller, skinny kids. Do you play any different than them, would you say?
Maybe I'm like, because I take more like space, so I don't like really take that, like, I don't drop down a lot, maybe, like they do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I kind of like, but like, I don't like fall on my knees or anything like that yet.
Yeah. What would you say is your favorite part about being the goalie, Troy?
It's like being there to help out your team, make saves. I just really enjoy it.
I like it. Yeah. Excuse me. That is the best part, right? Helping out that team. Yeah. And nothing better than the feeling of making a save.
Oh yeah.
It's awesome. Do you have, do you have goals in terms of the sport of lacrosse? Like what you want to do in the future?
Mostly the PLL, trying to get a D1 scholarship.
Yeah. Well, keep working, man. Keep working. It's, you know, it's certainly within your reach. You know, as long as you work hard. I don't know if I've ever had anybody say the PLL at your age, which is an amazing goal to have, right?
Yeah.
And a lot of people say they want to play D1. I've heard that one before. It's also an amazing goal to have, but it still requires quite a bit of work.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. What would you say you struggle with in your goalie game right now?
I don't know, probably just like, I don't really know. Just like getting scored on, maybe. Like, I always like have like a down feeling, and then when I get scored on again, like my energy just like lowers.
Mm-hmm.
So I just want to like keep up. Like, oh, I got scored on, it doesn't matter, let's just go again, you know, like just like get the feeling of being scored on like out of your head.
Mm-hmm.
Just keep
have
it
you
up.
Ever that's a very common problem that all goalies go through. I mean, even, you know, even at the pro level, right? Top college level. Have you heard of the reset routine?
No, I haven't.
All right. I'll teach it to you right now.
Okay.
So, it's something that I learned from, Jack Starr, who's a Yale goalie, and he taught it at the goalie summit, and they learned it from a sports psychologist. And, it's something crazy. Like when you look at Yale lacrosse, like they've never been beaten, or the number of losses that they have by over 4 goals is something crazy low. In the last like 10 years, they've lost by 4 goals like 3 times, which just goes to show you that like they have they're very good at like staying in the game, staying mentally there. And yeah. a lot of it has to do with the sports psychologist that helps them. So he taught them this reset routine. And you can use it really at any time, like anytime something goes wrong, both on and off the field, really. But most of the times when we use it as goalies, when something has gone wrong is when we give up a goal, right?
Yeah.
That's the main thing that goes wrong for us. So anyway, it starts with a deep breath. Because so much of the time when we're playing, like you're really excited, your breath gets really shallow. Right. And you don't stay calm. So that's kind of the first thing, is just like a nice deep breath. And then we're going to do something physical. So some goalies check the pipes, like some goalies kind of, I don't know, like maybe tap your helmet or just some sort of physical gesture. And then you're going to say something to yourself, like positive. So it could be, you know, a fast, quick goalie, right? See the ball. Just something, you know, some sort of verbal mantra that you say to yourself to kind of keeps you positive. And then, it could be something like, you know, visual too. Like you look at, like, just focus on the ball. Like I pick up a ball, focus on the ball. So like those things can kind of help you just reset mentally.
Yeah.
So try it out.
All right, I sure will.
Yeah, all right.
Go ahead. Getting back into the game, I feel like that would really help.
Yeah, it helps quite a bit. And yeah, it's tough. It's tough as goalies because you get scored on and, you know, maybe hear the parents say something like, or the fans say something like, oh, you should have had that one. You know, and then you're thinking, oh, I should have had that last save. And then here comes the next one at you. So, yeah. What kind of drills do you like to do to get better?
Mostly just like little drills, like dropping down. I really like that one where you turn around facing the goal and then turn around facing the shooter and make the save. Mm-hmm. I feel like that one really your action time. And then probably it's like when they shoot on you while you use the butt of your stick to make the save. That one really helps you reaching and getting there quicker.
Yeah, awesome. And talk to me about your club team. Who do you play for? And I'd love to hear kind of how that's going.
I play for Rancho Cotati Cougars. The season went really well. I had a shutout game. We were doing really solid. We made semifinals. We lost that, but we were a solid team all around. We got third place in the league. My team's really good. Most of them are in high school now. So I feel like this upcoming season is going to be different. Mm-hmm. But I hope it should be better. We should be doing pretty good this season, hopefully, too.
Yeah. Excuse me. So are you going to be a freshman or are you still in junior high?
I'm still in junior high, eighth grade.
Okay, but you play for the high school team?
No, I play
Rancho like junior high.
Yeah.
Got it. Awesome. Who else do you guys play?
We play against the Petaluma Rivercats, Napa, Diablo Scorpions, Santa Rosa Steelheads, and Sonoma.
All right. And then you're what is 101 LAX?
It is a travel lacrosse team I play for Sonoma County.
Mm-hmm. Where do you guys go? Where have you been?
San Jose, San Francisco,
mm-hmm.
one local in Petaluma, and then there's Tahoe and Arizona.
Nice. That's pretty cool. You got a shutout, Troy. You know how many shutouts I had in my career?
How many?
Zero. What was that feeling like? Talk me through it. Cause you have that experience. I do not.
I don't know. Like, going through the game, like the whole time, I was just like, oh, shutout. I can't let them score. I had this like feeling of, I just can't let them score. I can't let them score. But once I got the shutout, I was like, oh, I did it. This is amazing. Lots of pictures of the scoreboard, I'll tell you that.
Yeah? How many saves did you have in that game?
Probably around like 9, I think. That's they weren't good. The team. They were... During that game, there was actually a fight, too. One of our players, it's like, one of our players and their players, like, actually, like, fought. So, the whole game was just, like... It was, like, a high game for our team.
Yeah.
It was like, I got to get this shutout to prove to them that, like, we're a good team. We could do this. And just getting the shutout, it felt amazing.
Yeah.
It's like, goals, no goals. I did it. It's incredible. Well,
yeah, it is incredible. Congratulations, my man. Cool. So we did, I first met you at a little clinic I put on in Petaluma. I'd love to hear your thoughts about that clinic.
I really liked it. I enjoyed like seeing you in person, learning from you in person, doing the drills with you. I really enjoyed that. And just, I feel like I've gotten better too from it. You taught really good things, some new drills that I need to learn and that I learned. I got those down. I've been practicing those so I could just get better and improve.
Yeah.
It was over a good clinic too.
Yeah. Well, thank you. I appreciate that. I had a ton of fun. It was, I do so much stuff online and the podcasts and the interviews that it was, you know, it's been a while since I've done one of those in person, but it was great. It was great to see you guys. Yeah. You guys did really well. We had a good group. We had a good group out there. Okay. Some really good goalies. Really good goalies. I don't know if you saw it. You remember, so there was two girls, right? Haley was the taller one. Uh-huh. She just committed to play D1 at Army.
Wow.
Yeah. So that was pretty cool. So we're going to have plenty of D1 recruits in the coming from that camp, Troy, after you get added to the list.
All right.
All right.
Nice.
Sound good?
That's cool. Glad she made it.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
She was
She
was really good at the clinic too, like watching her. I was like, wow, she's really good.
She was really good, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
What school would you like to go to?
Maryland, probably. I've been a fan of them for a while. Maryland, Duke, and Yale are my top three.
All right. Maryland, Duke, and Yale. Great choices. Great choices. Let's go. East Coast, all East Coast schools, yeah. Huh? Maryland, Duke. I guess Duke's more in the South, but all right. There you go. Well, awesome. Yeah, like I said, you know, it was awesome to have you out at that clinic. I think we had a great time. Hope to do it again.
Yeah, it was really fun.
Yeah.
I feel like everybody enjoyed it too. It's a new learning experience, and I feel like it helped them too a lot, maybe.
Yeah. What about, have you ever gone through a slump, Troy?
What's that?
A slump is where, like, you know, you're not playing that well.
Oh, yeah. I've been through a couple of those.
Yeah? How did you get out of it, or are you still in it?
I got out of it.
Yeah,
I was just, like, I woke up early. I was tired. Mm. Had a bad game. You know, it sucked. The other game, the other goalie started. So, the next game, I got the start. I finished out that game, and I did really good. So, just fixing my mind, getting into the game, waking up. It's like being there and focusing on the game.
Yeah, I think that so many times, a slump can be caused by just not, like you said, you're tired, you're not feeling good, or you know, maybe if you're a college student or high school student, you got like this big test on your mind, or you got something else on your mind, right? And it's difficult to focus out there on the field. So yeah, so many times that happens. And you really got to just, you know, check in with yourself, and as much as you can, you know, try and be present. Like, all right, this is lacrosse time. I'm out here on the field now. I get to play this beautiful sport, right? And we'll deal with that test. We'll deal with that test after, or something like that. So
yeah,
it's interesting to hear. Well, very cool. What about, do you ever talk about the mental game? Do you guys ever talk about, you know, being mentally tough as a goalie?
Yeah, a couple times. Always talking about, they always talk about, like, stay in a good mood, just stay in the game, don't zone out, focus on the sport, and then do whatever you want after the game. Like, just focus on that one thing right there, and just stay in yourself, don't get, like, distracted, don't, like, go down on yourself because you let a goal in, and just stay up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, those are all real powerful lessons, right? What do you do, you know, let's say you're playing a game and you do start to get a little, you know, distracted, or you realize you're not in the game. What would you do in that case?
It usually just, like, take a couple, like, hops in the goal, like swing my arms, just like I'm here, get in, like, a good goalie stance, and just go off from there. Just focus on the game. Don't get distracted by any of the fans watching.
Mm-hmm.
Zone in, focus on the ball.
Yeah. Love it, man. Love it. Would you call yourself, like, a leader of the team? Of your teams?
Besides the coaches, yeah.
Yeah.
Help the defense, help the, like, offense.
How do you do that?
I help the defense by, like, just getting them, like, hyped up, getting them focused, saying, lock that guy down. don't let them score on you, and just like just be there for them, help them out if they're like down or something, you know, hype them up, get them ready.
Yeah. What is the Troy Conte hype speech like?
It's don't let these boys score. We got this. They're easy work. We got this. Just stay hyped, lock them all down, and then just like just get pretty loud.
Yeah, I like it.
Try to intimidate them, get them out of their game.
Yeah, some goalies, especially when they're first starting, they're a little bit shy. You know, and they don't want to speak loud. What would you say to those goalies, or how do you, you know, have a loud voice out there?
Just be hyped. Like, you may be shy, like, oh, they scored, cool. Or I'll just say, just get it out. Just like, honestly, just get out of your head. Just give them a whoa, like scream.
Mm-hmm.
Shy. You're not going to be embarrassing. Just get it out, be hyped, wake up with a good morning, good mood, listen to some music, get in the, just like get hyped up before the game, mostly.
Good tips. Yeah, good tips. I mean, I think we used to do this drill, like, you know, where you'd stand in the middle, just in the middle of the circle of the team and just yell, right? Get used to, you know, yelling in front of your team. I remember there was the at the clinic, there was the other girl who just started, right? I think she'd been playing goalie for like four months. And, you know, we were just doing a little circle and chatting, and she was so quiet. Right. And it's like, if you gotta be, as a goalie, you gotta be loud. And if you're not that way naturally, then you gotta work on it. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's so important, because, you know, you have such a unique angle and vision out there, and your defense needs you to communicate with them. They need you to be loud, right? So a lot of times goalies think that like you're being a pain, you're being too hard on them, and no, they really want that.
Yeah, they need that to play better, step up.
Yep, exactly. Well, awesome. What about, do you feel like you got any bad habits in the goal that you're trying to break?
Probably just not getting to the ball like quick enough.
Yeah.
Like letting like low shots go without really trying to get them. Like, it's like, oh, they shoot it really low. I kind of just take a little step, try to get it, but I just need to like take that big step and try to get there more. And then just probably my mental game. Try not to like, once a goal is scored on me, just forget about it.
Yeah.
The next goal. Be ready and save it.
I love it, man. Well, I can't wait to see you put that into action. All the way to Maryland, and then the PLL, right?
Yeah.
Let's go. Where are you guys at in your season? So we're recording this at the end of September. I guess I'm a little confused about how the youth lacrosse club seasons work. So talk me through that in terms of the timing.
February, and then we end in June to May.
Mm-hmm.
And then travel, it's just through summer or fall during the off season mostly.
Yep. So you're not playing right now, but you're gonna pick it back up in the fall.
Yeah.
Okay. When's it start?
I think in February or January.
November.
Huh? 101
November.
Oh, November.
101 starts in November. Okay. There you go. So we're in a little bit of a downtime. Do you play any other sports, Troy?
Not right now. Currently in high school, I was thinking of picking up football.
Yeah.
Flag football is one.
I highly recommend that. You know, if nothing else, you're going to learn a ton of skills that translate into your lacrosse goalie game, but also it also keep you active, you know?
Yeah.
So that's a great idea. Yeah. Awesome. Well, Troy, thank you so much for coming on the show, man. It was great to meet you in person. Great to chat with you. Any other topics you feel like you want to hit on?
No, not really.
Yeah. All right. Well, you got my email, you got my number. If you ever need any, if you ever need any help with anything, definitely feel free to reach out.
I will do. Thank you for letting me be here too. This one course. Thing we talked about, Nick, I was like, I'll load you on the podcast.
Yeah. I remember when I first, when people were first showing up, I was like, hey, did any of you guys want to be on the podcast? And Troy was like, I'm in first guy. So, well, thank you very much for being here. That was tons of fun. And, yeah, man. If you had to leave the goalies out there with a final piece of advice, what would that be?
Work hard, make the save, be there for your team, and just try.
Very well said. Troy, thanks so much.
Thank you.
So there you have it. Hope you enjoyed that conversation. That was youth goalie Troy Conte. Awesome chat with him, and good to hear, you know, how he's thinking about the position and some of the stories that that he's told. And he's going to be a great goalie. He came out to my camp that I did in Petaluma, California, in the Bay Area, and it was really fun getting to know Troy and really fun working with him. If you are still listening to this point, thank you so much. Thank you for the support. Hopefully you've already given the Lax Goalie Rat podcast a 5-star review wherever you're listening to this. It really helps the show spread and helps get this goalie knowledge into all corners of the world. College goalie training packs are still for sale. Amazing, amazing training. We've wrapped them up. We've finished all of the content, and it's beautiful. Each goalie put on a virtual coaching session that you're going to get the replay access to. Each goalie went out to the field and filmed a series of drills and instructional videos that you're going to get access to. Each goalie did a live Q&A with some amazing questions, just awesome insights. Beautiful lacrosse goalie training makes the perfect gift. You can check that out, laxgoalierat.com/college, laxgoalierat.com/college. And in the meantime, get out there, get some work in. Do well and be well. I'm Coach Damon. Take care.
You've been listening to the Lax Goalie Rat Podcast with your host, Coach Damon Wilson.